This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Television, as we all know by now, isn't just on TV anymore. Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, and YouTube available on the device of your choice. We are watching stuff in more ways than ever. Kathleen Grace used to run the YouTube space here in Los Angeles. She is now the CEO of one of the studios that makes stuff for all practically all of those platforms I just mentioned. It's called New Form Digital. Kathleen, thanks for coming in.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks. Just as a place to start, how different is producing digital content from producing straight-up linear television, say, 10 years ago?
It's profoundly different because you have to think about what are all the ways we're going to find audience around the story, and then how are we going to engage with them? Mm-hmm. You know, traditional linear television was just a feed, and you could know at least some of the audience would be there because you were on a network.
Right.
You can't say that even if you're on Netflix. Your audience has to actively come find you. And so you have to constantly put in out hooks for them to come into the conversation. And then finally, you have to remember that every platform you're on, there's one thing they do no matter what every week. They push code. They change the game. And so you have to be aware of that. You know, and that's from me learning my experience at YouTube.
Yeah.
Every week, no matter what, YouTube pushes code. And that can impact your content.
To explain for those who are not versed in this, when you say pushing code, they move a button. They tweak something.
They
do something.
They change how the thumbnails appear.
Right.
Yeah.
And that, for the user, is like, ah, now what do I do?
Yeah. Or for the user is like, great, that's exactly what I wanted.
Right.
For the content producer,
it's like, are you kidding me?
Really? I just figured out how to do my thumbnails.
Right.
But what I think it lets us do is that we get to experiment and do things quickly. So we saw vertical video was kind of emerging as a new format.
Literally holding your phone vertically.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Instagram, you know, on Snapchat. And so we developed a pilot with that in mind. And so to me, it's just more and more opportunities to tell stories in different ways.
Hmm. With the added challenge now of you being in the front office of having to make money doing this.
Yes. That's also
explain.
That is also one of the more interesting parts. You know, when we launched the company, we had basically 3 to 4 buyers in mind. It was Yahoo,
yeah. Wow.
MSN.
Wow, Yahoo.
Like, we had conversations about, like, Yahoo's doing original programming.
Sorry. Yeah, coming the week that sale closes.
I know. And then within the first 6 months, YouTube Red started their initiative of funding content. We heard about Go 90.
Mm-hmm.
We heard about Vessel, which is now come and gone.
Well, you heard about Go 90 from Verizon, which is not doing well, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah. I think people cannot underestimate how hard it is to launch a video platform. And people cannot underestimate what an advantage both Netflix and YouTube have with their decade head start. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Netflix built a consumer base on DVD mailing and have a huge head start. They already have your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
That's half the battle, getting the credit card. And then YouTube Red built the most influential video platform in the history of mankind. Like, it's extraordinary what they did.
So far.
But they did that in 10 years, and then they started thinking about original programming.
So what keeps you up at night then? What's your worst nightmare?
That the audience, myself included, don't necessarily want to pay for content.
Yeah.
They don't want ads.
So interesting you said myself included.
And myself included. Like, I just cut my cable.
Oh,
I have Hulu TV.
Wow.
And that's all we do, and we love it. But the audience, I don't think, understands that content needs to be paid for, and we haven't found the right way to engage them around it.
So as you look out, I want to say 10, but that's a really long time in this landscape. So as you look out 3 to 5 years, what does the future of digital content and your space, the space in which you work, what does that look like? Is it like cable TV, or is it something else, or we don't know yet? Or is it 3 years is a really long time?
3 years is a really long time. I will say things that will continue to matter is story.
Yeah.
The second thing is the audience wins. Whoever has the audience wins. I think the biggest challenge over the next 3 years that people need to solve is discovery.
Finding it, that thing you were talking about earlier.
Finding it.
Yeah.
And not even just because I want everyone to find our shows, but I want to be able to find shows better as a viewer. And that, to me, is really interesting.
Kathleen Grace at New Form, thanks a lot.
Thank you.